2026 Public Art Committee meeting. This is our regular meeting and calling to order at 5:34 p.m. We'll begin with our roll call.
Great. Salma had informed me that she would not be able to attend this meeting. As I mentioned, Erica is in move. So the first request, Mike.
Yeah.
And for purposes of the recording, if you can state your name in full.
Mike Haggerty, here.
Dave?
Dave Rodney for president.
There you go.
Vicky Joso, present.
Rick?
Rick Valder Flores, present.
Judy Lederer, present.
And Taryn?
Taryn Watson, present.
Thank you. And this is the time we would ask for the public comment. Again, reiterating that if it's regarding the visual art, we would make sure you all that item. There was no public comment. There was no public comment submitted online.
Okay, great. So it sounds like everyone wants to discuss the visual art grant. So we can go ahead and move on to the approval of our February 12th, 2026 regular meeting action minutes. Recall we did not have a meeting last month. So this is for February.
This was regarding the plaque program for the visual art grants, so applicable to tonight, having a standardized program for that, and then the rest was information item.
Move approval.
Second.
And any questions or comment, or shall I call the vote?
I'll do.
Mike?
Yeah.
David?
Yes.
Excuse me. Vicky Jo?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Karen?
Yes.
This will be fun to do a presentation.
We can move on to our one action item, 5.1. This is our recommended visual art grants to the city council.
We're going to recommend all 27?
No.
Oh.
By the end of the application, I hope all will be clear.
Okay, good.
Please ask.
Wish
we could.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Wish we could.
Before we start,
yes, you have puppies. Yes, they're the most valuable animal on the planet.
So 50 applications were received. If we ever worried that there wasn't demand for the program, that has been asked and answered. From the magnitude of that response, and I do have slides, and maybe I'll just go through the slides. Because you asked, I kind of wanted to clarify, before you tonight is a recommendation for 9 grants,
okay,
totaling just above what you had budgeted at $124,400. So the selection panel understood their scope and have brought back a set of recommendations. And I think the work tonight is either to say, that package works, we're presenting it to the city council, or to say, there's a couple questions, which I'll ask, I'll pose to you as you think about the goals for the program. Are there any modifications to be made from that? I mean, so there are a bevy of these grants that I can't imagine that move, but it might put a couple into discussion. Again, 50 applications, there were 18 sites that were considered with those proposal, including two sites that applied citywide or had a broader scope. 36 artists applied. So you'll see that clearly means several of them did two, some as many as I think 6 or 5 from multiple sites. And a number of our sites didn't get any applications. And I don't know, and I think there's some looking at the possibility, I know some artists said, hey, I can get somebody to respond, and that might have been because their work was not something that those property owners wanted to endorse, and they were being subtle. In other cases, I know one property owner was like, oh, I thought this process would be you'd select artists, and then we'd say, yeah, we want that artist after you selected them. I was like, no, it's more like matchmaking a lot of way. But, you know, others had been in the program before and were being selective about who they might consider. And then they just didn't find somebody that they thought was what they wanted to put on the wall. So I've heard some of that, the answer to that. But there's other things like the interior of ECCL. Nobody talked to them about it. Nobody had any suggestions. Demographics were asked for the first time with this program, and that's part of a citywide initiative that came actually out of our housing element, with an intent to see if when we spend city money, are we reflecting the community as it is? Are we doing other things with it? But the demographics of the 36 applicants and spread over their applications. So the first numbers of applicants, second numbers of applications, and it doesn't vary that much. But it was shy of 60% being white, 80% mixed race, 14% Black, 8% Latino, and 8% Asian, and then a single Middle Eastern applicant. Of those 36 artists, 13 were Emeryville residents, or 36% of all applicants. I have to move my little screen so it's not causing some information. Let me move this over here. Your information too. So 36% of all applications were Emeryville residents, and of the Emeryville applicants, 62% were white. Mixed race was higher, and Black was higher, but no Middle Eastern and no Asian. Although an applicant who had many sites. Works in Emeryville and has been part of the Celebration of the Arts. And so this doesn't consider the criteria in the way that the Celebration of the Arts was. It was just looking at residential. So 50 applications spread across the city. As you can see, it was fairly well distributed across the city. So from the southernmost point to fairly north, fairly west, citywide, a good distribution. Certainly that strong cluster there in the North Hollis area. That having to do with the Greenway, Horton Landing Park, Stanford, some mural walls, all concentrated in that area. And initially we thought that we would take those that applied and bring them to the panel. When it became 50, that was no longer tenable. And so the panelists were asked to review and rank the artists, initially first those who were competing for the same site. If we could get that down enough that there'd be one applicant that would be interviewed and reviewed by the panel for anybody that was going head to head on specific sites. And then there were still some uncertainty on some of the sites where it was looking like we'd be interviewing multiple people for a single site. And so that just wasn't getting the numbers quite down enough. And so the whole, all the applicants were reviewed. And so 25 moved forward through that process. This was done by the selection panel, and the selection panel was different than in prior years. So it was one member, Mike Haggerty, thank you very much for your service. I'm representing the Public Art Committee. The EDAC has a permanent seat as well. That was Fran Quiddle. The BPAC is one of three committees that can rotate. Either side of Mike will work, Erica. And I'm just you haven't missed a single artist, just okay. Process. Okay. And just for the purpose of the minute, if you can note that she arrived by 3:53. The BPAC, the Budget Advisory Committee, and the Housing Committee all don't have a guaranteed seat on this committee, but could have any one of them be represented. In this case, this year, it was Representative BPAC. Fran wasn't able to be part of that initial reviewing due to personal reasons. And so Sam of the Budget and Finance was an alternate and did that work and said, can I please be on the panel? But Fran was excited and he did do that. So a couple more eyes were placed on this. The Housing Committee was an alternate. So it was Park and Rec. Annie Eagers, who has been very involved in cultural district activities and so brought a lot of enthusiasm to the effort. And then Diane Rushwoods from the Commission on Aging and a dynamic force. So it was a really great committee. They all very much enjoyed it. We're very thankful for the opportunity. Mike wants to add anything to that. I think when we tried to combine it 2 years ago with community promotion grants, there was a lot of fatigue, a sense of there's too much work to be done. It's overwhelming and it's hard to keep it straight. Whereas this process and that free screening, I think, made it a doable amount of work. And, you know, maybe if it had been 20, it might have been an even sweeter spot. That being said, talking about that, looking at multiple applications, only one artist moved forward who had applied for multiple sites. So one of the thoughts was, hey, if artists have applied for multiple sites, maybe they just go forward on one of those. We're trying to spread these funds among a very limited pool among many applicants. But Thomas had applied for two, and there was interest in interviewing and seeing the proposed work on two of the three he had applied for. All other artists that had applied for multiple sites were either whittled down to one moving forward and having an interview, and some were eliminated completely. There was not a choice to interview them for their work on any of the sites that they had proposed on. And further, we looked at, so that whittled us down enough, and I don't think I need to do it, but this is just to say, you know, we got through a chunk of the uncertainty, and then we were at 25 applications for 16 sites. So you see a little bit of that coming back, a little less distribution of sites. Some things pulled in, some things came out of the middle, but still having a wide variety across town, from west to east and north to south, still under consideration. And from that as process, I'm going to transfer now to talking about what the selection panel recommended. And they recommended $124,330 in awards, which is about as close as you could get how much the package said is the budget. So they did some nuanced work there with some smaller awards. This includes 9 awards. It includes 8 sites and 8 artists. And those last 2 points may be where you want to have some conversation. Are you ready to move forward with recommending a grant to 2 artists on the same site? Are you ready to move forward with a grant, 2 grants to the same artist? I think Vicky Jo also asked a question, and I'll just throw it out verbally, about if you got an award last year. And
Actually, 2 years.
Or in the last 2 years.
Yeah, there'd be 2.
Right, there have been 2. If you have received award in a prior cycle. Now, I want to just remind the PAC that we had no guidelines that stated if you've previously applied, we're not going to give it to you in future. Or if you're applying for multiple grants, we're not going to give it to you. You know, so these are.
So that we didn't have that guideline.
We did not have any such
guideline. But we have that guideline for the Sharon Wilshire bus shelter. Then yes, you have to not 5 years.
Sure.
And I'm going to vote in the future that we implement that.
So I think there will be 2 things for the PAC to discuss tonight. One, are there any ad hoc decisions that would vary the selection panel's recommendation because of those considerations, which you as a body can make a separate decade, and the selection panel and your recommendation will go forward to the council. They will understand and the staff report will explain what the considerations were in making any variation. But if you are going to make such ad hoc decisions tonight, I would highly recommend that you do that as part of a recommendation for the program, right? Do that in a discussion of what goals you have for the program, what you think those trade-offs need to be. And then maybe couch them in a recommendation that goes forward to the council to change the guidelines for the future call in ways that reflect that.
Well, just even have a discussion about that.
Sure. Yeah. But that's the discussion after I finish the presentation. Clarifying questions are asked. The public gets to speak. That's the discussion you can then have. Okay. So Stamford Park, Heather Hardison, sorry, got her name wrong. Proposed painting on both sides of the park. This was a very competitive site. There were 6 proposals for this very small wall. Everybody wanted to do it. There were exciting proposals. The panel really came out and said, like everybody said, we want this project to be funded on their individual scores in their homes. Had the interview and said it again. She was the only artist that proposed on both sides of the wall and doing both that naming and the placemaking on the Doyle side of it, but also facing the Stamford Park. And she did have a complete package where she had some mock-ups of that and some additional elements that really showed the intent and the completion of the work.
Does Heather live in Emeryville?
No, she does not.
And has she had an award for?
She does not.
Okay.
Martin Landing Park, and I would be happy without you having to ask to answer those questions.
Great.
And I actually have an Excel sheet that shows you that I can pull up. I'll show that at the end of my presentation separately. Horton Landing Park, Packard Jennings, who did receive an award last year, is recommended for a 4th in the series of an architecturally designed, in this case, emulating Frank Lloyd Wright, in this case, bringing the project much farther south into Horton Landing Park, so in a location right adjacent to South Bayfront Bridge. I have talked with the artist and asked, as you know, 2 months ago, you started to talk about the plaque program and would artists use their grants to do more elaborate plaques. This might be something Roberta wants to hear about, right? It's more elaborate plaques as part of their grant that it's an eligible use, or we'll have a standard thing. And so it's possible with this grant that he could actually do the plaques in the other locations in that more elaborate way discussed.
So this is a total for 1 birdhouse?
Yes.
Plus
the plaques. Didn't we discuss funding the plaques from the existing ones from other funds?
Right. We have said we will use other funds for a standard plaque.
Would that include this?
Yes, it would.
Oh, so this would be a special plaque, perhaps.
Yes, and that was what the program was. The program said, if you, an artist, wants to do a special plaque, figure that out in the budget of your grant award. We're not going to find other money to do that.
Oh, and these
but separately.
Plaques might tell us more about the birds.
Yes. So specific to this is a different bird in this location. It's a black phoebe. It's a chickadee in the other locations. The materials here are a material that another artist also proposed, Jess Cook, that are known for being able to endure weathering, yet not need paint or chemicals to do that. So have an environmentally preferable materials palette. That's something that also could be talked about. The architecture and the form and who it is, what the thought process behind the conceptual work. So there were kind of 3 different strands, the species, the architectural elements, and the building materials. So that was the broader programmatic kind of description that might necessitate a specialized plaque separate from this is the visual art grant with a QR code, and this is, this was installed in 2026, a standard element, which is a program.
And how much did we pay for the 4 that we got last year?
There were 3 that were previously installed.
And we gave him 9?
No, we gave him $17,500, but we also provided, Public Works provided the pole and the foundation. So
the installation.
All the installation. And so there was significant underwriting and grant support.
He'll have to put his own.
Is that the same with this?
No, that isn't. So this includes that him doing all the work, including the foundation, the pole, buying those elements, and including installing it and having contractors for that himself.
I remember the other 3 were
supposed to mimic famous buildings?
Yes.
Is that the idea with this one?
This too? Is a based on Frank Lloyd Wright. And I'm sure in his 2 minutes, he'll answer your question.
Right. Last question in 2 minutes easily.
And I don't want to overspeak, so I think we can move on. And I would say, and I'll also note for you when the artist for a slide is here. In this case, Dr. Jenning is here.
Is it appropriate to ask questions on each one? Or
I think it would be better for us to get through them. Okay. And then these are exactly the kind of questions you can ask to clarify before we open for the. So this third proposal is by Nigel Sussman. It is for the full $17,500, like the last grant. This was a project, and I'm sorry, I don't have the scope of it. I can pull that up if we need to. There are 5 blocks that are being repaved as part of the streetscape that is the Doyle Greenway, the Emeryville Greenway, the north segment of the Emeryville Greenway. And the thought is, after it is paved, that there could be an opening and a celebration that includes the design elements from an artist on the street itself. So this is a street mural covering those 5 blocks, not with paint from one end of the block to the other. As depicted here, the concept is having work that is not in final design now, because the artist is proposing talking with staff and the community and the users of the Greenway to have the work reflect the variety of users that you see on the Greenway. I myself am a user of the Greenway. I certainly see wheelchairs to hoverboards to ski poles to, Vorp was just in a conversation with Emeryville about how to use that space. And so having the possibility of a real celebration of the users of the Greenway, the diversity of that space, the diversity of maybe what future craft could look like and past craft. And so there is certainly the interest and openness from the artist who has said, look, I haven't designed this, my intent. And certainly in his past work on Sherwin Street across from Huchin Park, people can name their dog in the proposal. The badminton place has a little badminton. You know, he is known for that specificity of work. So that is what is proposed in this site from 59th to Ocean. And somehow this slide didn't include that it's on the senior center. And the thought here and the artist for this proposal is in the outside the room, Roberto Gessulamundi. This is an artist who was featured in the Purchase Award, and his work is in City Hall. So an example of the kind of wood and style of his work. And is on the slide. You also know it from the senior center. This is a lower cost work proposed at $7,500. The artist did take the images, the sculpture that is right above the site that this is proposed at, and take that element and propose it in the way the site was designed.
Is it teak?
What?
The wood?
No, the wood is not teak, but I'll let the artist speak to that when.
Okay.
Yeah. Other than
just wanted to know what the
And it can be answered. The senior center has had 2 other works installed through the Purchase Award program, 2 last year. Nothing in this media, and certainly nothing on the exterior. This site was proposed last year or 2 years ago and was not submitted to go forward. The senior center director did express a lot of excitement about this proposal and this possibility. There is some discussion that has happened. I brought this proposal to a staff, a meeting, where there was some discussion about our seating and how we may make decisions to keep the homeless from having encampments on our seating. The artist talked with the senior center operator, and a commitment was made not to have an interior bar here. That may have other conversations elsewhere in the city where that's talked about, but for this site, there is not the intention to have some kind of element that would dissuade people from sleeping here. Oh, I guess when I hit the button, you get to learn it's a surprise, it's at the senior center. The Emrecon round wrap. This was kind of a dynamic proposal where we had the we had the first two workshops. I didn't mention at the beginning of this, there were two workshops offered to the artists. Over 60 artists attended either the evening or the day meeting. And one of the members of the board of the Emmy Go Around said, hey, what do you think about having, and a bunch of artists in the room were like, I want that to happen. Like make that happen. And I think multiple artists approached the board, and just to clarify, you know, we, unless the property owner says, yes, I'm happy to be a partner with this, it won't move forward. So some artists didn't move forward, but they did submit this and only this proposal. Initially, it was selected to move forward just seeing the back. And I think the interview, they got more excited about the fact that it was have a side as well. And there is some talk about having this for Art and Culture Month. You know, highlighting and having activities that are like, get on the art bus, go to the Celebration of the Arts, go to the event, and like having that partnership, have a broader partnership than just the installation. This is an Emeryville artist, not in the room today, never had an award, had applied previously, didn't get that award. I think a real opportunity to have a partnership with Emeryville, low cost, kind of checks all the boxes. The public market, I think this is one of those first kind of the questions that you might want to have a conversation about, as there are two artists proposed for installation here. They're in very different parts of the site. They have very different media. The first is a artist who lives here in Emeryville, was funded in the last cycle, has multiple murals here in Emeryville. The other artist, Elliot Serber, and I'm sorry for the misspelling in your name, Serber, is here in the room, not an Emeryville artist, but had a really interesting proposal as far as the committee felt about the history of the public market and the artwork being interpretive of that. The panel did discuss some concerns about the programming of that space, at least now temporarily with the Celebration of the Arts there, and some thought that perhaps rather than as pictured here, that perhaps it could be moved closer to the street if public market is acceptable, you know, finds that acceptable. So that poetry events and other, the bar, Fran was very worried about the bar out on this patio, and to just think about it. But one of the other thoughts is that the possibility of the 40th celebration being this year, to have a major installation be installed in celebration of that. Maybe the artist will want to speak. I think you maybe were waiting until 2027, and so maybe that won't be an opportunity, but it is something that could be thought about, as I think the whole community will need to ask the question of what does it mean to celebrate 40 years of exhibition, and does that have additional partners and different and additional activities that are associated with it, and also continuing the Rotten City Cultural District Art and Culture Month and having a lot of excitement. And so all of the applicants were asked on their application if they were interested in participating in Art and Culture Month, either in 2026 or 2027. So we have that information, and there's a pretty good spread between those artists that were interested in 2026 and those that were interested in 2027. So it's encouraging to think that there could be something for Art and Culture Month in 2027, even if there's no state money, that is art installations, the Celebration of the Arts, Gallery 45, you know, like if nothing else, we've got a nucleus of activities. The second question that may come up, so that was an example on this site, two artists, same site. We've done that before. The Senior Center had it, much smaller site. These two aren't even in proximity. You don't see them. Just something to think about.
This one, I'm confused.
So let me clarify. This artist, none of these artists are here. Temescal Creek Park has a basketball court that there is a back wall of, which is on the two artworks that are on the left. are that space next to the basketball court. And this is two different artists. And I'll explain why I'm showing the two different artists. On the right side is Thomas Jones' proposal for a mural that is on the Adeline side of the wall, so the opposite side of the wall.
So you can see it from the street?
Yeah.
Okay.
And certainly the selection panel was very interested in a solution that included that, and artists were asked if they might consider it, and they were open to that, right? Like, that could be part of the grant, working with others. Thomas Jones is also proposed for an installation at ECAP. So do you want to make recommendation for one artist to get two awards, given the limited number and the competitiveness of it?
Well, why do you want the committee to make that decision?
I think the committee can say the selection panel had hard work to do. They did the best that they could, and we want to endorse that. And that's the way this is going forward to the council.
Then we give two awards to one person.
Yeah.
Well, that's not in the laws either.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
Yeah.
I think, and Mike can speak to some of the thinking about the selection panel.
And I really like him too, as a person, just so you know. But
right, and you have we're gonna have to think about how you don't vote on the specific proposal for ECAP.
No, really. He won't want the ECAP one. That's why I'm thinking he'll want this one for 17.5.
And he was asked if he had to choose between two projects, and he was only going to do one, which one would he do? And he said this one.
That's right.
And
me too. You should point out that, like, we're only seeing one wall.
There is a lot to work through in terms of what is being compared. So I'd like to do this systematically. Thomas Jones has proposed for three different areas of Temescal Creek Park. And with that proposal has said, I can do all three of those for $17,500. I am the best deal in town.
He's a great deal.
This is amazing. Do this with me. And the selection guy was like, that's kind of a really exciting thing to have a united visual scape. You'll see on
some. And he's a good painter.
And also works with a collective, right? So this isn't just his work, but others. Rick and I are in a few months, are going to have a discussion with Segurite Land Trust about if the Emeryville Public Art Program can work in collaboration with them on a project. It is possible to think that this might be a good location for such a thing, with this artist who tends to, as it depicted on the left, depict a native habitation within and migrates and has a lot of themes about the use of native materials. You'll see elsewhere in the power puzzle. So it might be a good artist to work with Segurite, and they may find that he has some flexibility here to have that conversation. It might make this a better project by that collaboration.
And it might make that a bit more interesting project.
Right. So I think there's some real...
But I should point out that that's going to be a mutual decision.
Sure. Yes, absolutely. To be clear, Thomas Jones' proposal might go forward without any such collaboration. And there's got to be comfort with that. But there is this possibility of that collaboration not being asked, and there's time to do it.
Has he gotten any awards last year?
He got awards in the very first cycle. He did the mural on the Spring Building, so he is a previous past awardee. So he gets this, he'll be the only artist ever to get three awards, and two of them in the same year.
And he did U.S. Spring.
He did U.S. Spring.
It was not last year, it was the year before.
Yes.
Yeah. But he did that with the community grant.
Wait, are we asking questions? Are we asking questions now or at the end? Because I have a list.
I would
prefer. About this piece. But this one needs clearing.
I would prefer, because this one still needs more clarification on the next two slides, to get through all of these and then have clarifying questions, presentations, and then discussion. The reason I have included Lizzie Kramer's work here as an alternate proposal for just $8,500. One, it illustrates the cost difference that you get $17,000, you get all of them versus putting together a couple proposals. And that if one of the things that it can be noted from the demographics that were for this project is that only one woman is moving forward as currently proposed by the selection panel. The selection panel never had that conversation. Like, it was kind of like at the end of the day, everybody's going home, and I look at it and go, oh, that is a fact of these recommendations. Mm-hmm. Women made up a third of all the applicants. They made a third of all interviewees, and there's one in the final proposal. Mm-hmm. So an overlay to this conversation of, are we thinking about different, whether we want to fund multiple grants on the same site, which are, you know, I heard some things, and then and or do we want to fund the same artist in multiple locations? One of the things that might come up is the possibility of having another woman within the collaboration. And I had an interesting conversation with my son last night about the Bechdel test, and it's not in the staff report, it's not a discussion, but I want to say it out loud because I think we asked about demographics, we didn't ask about gender. And I think we forget a lot of the barriers to entry that still exist and the disproportionate resources available. And the arts do different things because women end up in it a lot and is underpaid. And so I'm just going to say that that's an overlay that you might want to think about in your consideration. And another opportunity there is Jess Cook working with her husband, Roberto, who is here, but Jess is not, proposed for Temescal Creek Park. Now, her proposal or their mutual proposal is almost $17,000. So it is illustrative that if you were to move forward with a mural by one artist, the fence by another, you're already well over the proposal from Thomas Jones. And there were other individual proposals that did not move forward for Mosaic on the Oblast, which he also proposed Mosaic, and I have that on a separate slide, as a third element within it. So there were competing proposals that were upwards of $60,000 to do those same three elements, and he's coming in offering to do all. And that additional scope of work, which Jess or Lizzie did not have any proposal for, so this would just not move forward if anybody else was selected, includes painting 6 tiles that remain on the last and adding grouted tile mosaics to the areas where tiles have fallen off. So this was not part of the art program initially. These are oblasts that were placed as part of the park's design, and I do have as-built materials for that. And the thought is that using, honoring Native use of the site, this is on Temescal Creek, part of why the Sagarate Land Trust might be more interested in it because the site is on Temescal Creek, and thinking about both natural and human habitation that has been on the creek. And
this was picked to go forward?
This is
it's an alternate.
No. So Thomas Jones was recommended to move forward with a grant for $17,500 to do this work, plus the fences.
Plus the tiles.
Plus, yes.
I see.
Well, the project. Can we make a decision to fund all three or one of them?
It would
be all or nothing.
His proposal was for all three, though he did ask, should he submit that as separate? Mm. But he was clear that he could do it for $17,500. I think if you said, we want to give you an award for $17,500, but we want to pull out one element, he'd probably be willing to do that.
Oh, I'm sure.
I think anything after that, it gets a little messy. So I think the decision really tonight is, do we want to fund Thomas Jones? Maybe we fund that. He said, this is my top priority. Maybe that means the other one doesn't move forward, or maybe
Liz doesn't move forward.
What? Liz would not move forward. Jess would not move forward. But this also is complicated by the fact that he's also the artist that is recommended for a second location.
Yes.
At 8 Gap. And that's an $8,600.
And they really like him.
And they really like him. And maybe some other funds need to be found for this large wall on the interior. The selection committee did know that they liked the mural. It was a great location. They were really, they talked about this dilemma of funding an artist in two locations, but each location had reasons why the selection panel wanted those to move forward. It felt ridiculous.
You saw the whole thing. I'm in there, mural.
Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah, they saw the whole thing. And one of the things they talked about was maybe the artist is willing to have a little more diversity in it. There is a real Asian population that uses ECAP, and maybe
That was his first stress.
Right, and I think he responded, was asked and responded, and that wasn't an issue, but that might change the final design.
You could have a lot more old people in it too.
The selection panel was aware that the board wanted to have final say on the final design. It was open to that kind of collaboration and review. And it wasn't that expensive, a mural, and it had a targeted population that hasn't gotten a lot of respect or a sense of belonging, and that this mural could succeed at that. So they thought about, should we not recommend a second one? And they're like, we don't have another alternative to this site, and this site we think should be funded, was the end of it. And so that's the recommendation as it is. Thomas Jones does everything at that, does ECAP. There are two at the public market. There's one woman, and there's 9 proposals, and it fits the money, and they're great works, and everybody's on the selection panel is absolutely.
But we only have one woman.
And you only have woman. One woman.
And we were going to only award 6 awards.
Potentially. The 6 awards was assumed.
But we did go past that.
The money got spread
because we were more generous.
No, we weren't more generous. You were very lovely and generous and kind, committee. But what happened was Thomas Jones was $8,600 for ECAP. Mila was $3,000 for the RAP. $7,000, sorry. And Roberto, yeah.
That's 3,000.
I think it was 7,000 in the end. There's some room there. We'll talk about it. So I think what my presentation here tonight is, you could
question.
Not yet. is to think about some thoughts. One is that Carrie Lederer proposed for $10,000 a mural, I believe, right here, with a clock. And then when asked, said that they'd be willing to alter this in terms of more native species. And Carrie is here in the room. And maybe some banding instead of quite such a presence, given it is a small room. But that is one way, either to pop one out, right? Like if Thomas didn't move forward with the ECAP room,
or we just pop one in,
or you could just, and that was, you took my punchline, or right, this is the highest ranked alternate, right? After that, $10,000, and so you say to the city council, hey, we just weren't representing enough women in the proposal. We'd like to make this move forward. We've expanded that, and this is how we did it. Another alternative to that, and Carrie does not live and has not received a prior award, is Erin Fong, who has not received a prior award, does live in Amityville, and had multiple people consider, but it didn't move forward for a recommendation, is similarly size. And I would say that Erin Fong's proposal got less discussion. It was kind of like, this is a nice thing. but it wasn't controversial. Whereas the proposal for this room has some concerns about the size and scale and how it works in the space, and did it all the people that needed to have a conversation about it get to have a conversation about it before it got thrown into the proposal. So there are options for either of those to kind of do what you alluded to, Vicky, which is maybe we throw another grant in, do more and address this inequity. If you did 10 awards and had two women, you'd be at 20%. The prior two cycles had 25% of the awards to women.
Oh, good. So what is Erin got a printers on?
Erin has a pretty complete proposal that was very clear about her methodology. She had, much like the Emeryville Historical Society.
Okay.
Has those very fairly cheap, fairly effective. She understands from public works has to be over 7 feet. Understands it's going to be pointed towards pedestrians and not to traffic. She actually suggested that, and this assumes I think 10. She's like, but if you want 20, I'll do it. double the measure.
Okay.
I like 20 more.
Some questions, not other questions.
What?
I thought we had all questions. You're taking questions.
I know.
If people would refrain from asking questions, sure. We'll have a chance to ask.
I appreciate the
thought. Besides you, I'm saying,
yeah.
Which way are we doing?
Yeah. So this is an option. She has indicated that she would like to target it to the Greenway, so maybe running from one end to the other. And then when you saw those geographic spread, I think there's always been kind of a question of should visual art grants be spread as far as they can, or is there some strategy to concentrating that? And for example, and I've brought things to you in the past or other members of the PAC, can the Green Bay be a place that is, the graham crackers get into the cottage, in the metaphor, right? Like that you come to Emeryville and you take the Greenway and you can have a tour of art just by being in that space. And so the distribution of this does add to that, along with the Nigel Sussman street mural, the Stanford mural, that would concentrate more work in the Greenway. Packard's birdhouses along from one end to the other. It would concentrate more art in the Greenway, but that is a echo of the public art master plan that really talked about having a corridor of public art. And so that is not in the guidance of the visual art grants, but it is something by the strategic investment that you make that you may have as an ancillary outcome of this proposal.
No, it was definitely part of the discussion that the subcommittee was having with all of the selection process.
Yeah.
Like, how do you actually move the stuff around to get the most impact?
Mm-hmm. For her small work, I think it's better to be on the Greenway.
Yeah.
But I personally, of course, want more stuff by West Oakland. Mm-hmm. And I'll have sites for the next time.
Excellent. And then some additional considerations. I've already dropped the punchline here about the gender representation in the mix of boards, but also the notion of honorable mentions. I think this program has, in a lot of ways, replaced our mural program, right? We haven't commissioned a mural because this has been a way to get four or five up and not do a mural call. But that being said, murals make up a higher percentage of the proposals than other media. They can be quite beautiful and compelling, but when the selection panel sits down and says, okay, how are we going to use these funds to have a diversity of people, a diversity of media, a diversity of locations, and use these funds for the strategic placemaking, maybe some of these gorgeous murals just don't move forward. But and Erin, just to enter, we were just talking about your project, literally one slide ago. But to consider the possibility of honorable mentions. People could perhaps use that to be maybe reminded to the next selection panel that they should be thought about, to use that on their resumes, understanding that maybe some of these big, beautiful murals, even though they're big and they're beautiful and they're cost effective, we just didn't want to have a program that was 6, 8, 9 murals. And so the top ranked murals, and in some cases, everybody was like, let's think about funding this, and then just kind of went, okay, we're missing and so forth, was General Cable building, which is a Wareham building. So Judy should recuse herself from any discussion of should we create an honorable program mention that includes Eric Rosali's proposal. And then Flow Toys, this was a site that was in the prior year. It's on the Greenway, so it could be part of that strategic placemaking. The property owner has not liked to play the way the program is, like artists come and propose to you and they say, oh, well, I like that proposal, I'll do it. They've picked an artist and they've had a proposal. But they did, from a very abstract work last time that they were kind of panned on, moved to this, which the selection panel talked about, the impact of it, that viewscape, the mudflats being reflected, there's a lot of the different elements of what people in Emeryville talk about and are proud of that are found in this mural. But it can, again, because they're all murals that are on big walls, they're all the 17,000. So it was the committee was able to do a more strategic investment by breaking it up into some smaller things like the wrap or the bench or some other elements. We'll all get different details. Welcome. There's a seat right there in the corner, awkwardly. If you could just notice,
and I just asked, though, I'm just curious about, you discussed what the panel said about all these pieces except the General Cable one.
Okay.
That was,
and they thought it was beautiful. One of the things that was talked about was how beautiful it was, and the agreement about that, and that it wasn't a strategic site. That, it was the wrong, if it were on Polis facade, it would have been a whole different conversation, but there was a very explicit conversation.
That's lovely. No, thank you.
Yeah. And sorry, Rick. Yes. Erica gets to go first, and you got to go a second when we have actual open for question. And then ECCL had two proposals. And I will say, similar to General Cable, there was a sense that ECCL hasn't wanted to play nice with the city. It's like, oh, put this on the entrance that the kids get to see, not the public over there on San Pablo Avenue. Oh, we wouldn't want to do that. And they just haven't really offered that wall. I apologize to the artists that when we have property owners that are like, hey, we want to put it on 53rd or we want to put it on that entrance, it makes it harder to think about putting limited city funds, whereas the corner that is got the same dimensions and is out on San Pablo would get so much more visibility. And I think both of the ECCL did not have a recommendation for a grant. And that's, it's a pretty attractive site to invest in because it is the school site and it's a city facility. And so I think. These sites would have been much more competitive had they been fronted in a different orientation. And I asked that of the school district, I explicitly asked them to do that and they said no. And so I think some of the thought is let's have a conversation in the next 2 years about, do they have a site that really works in terms of visibility. These weren't pre-approved site, meaning that we said to artists, hey, you should come here. We put the one on San Pablo and it turned out they didn't do that. But so all four of these mural artists were recommended by multiple selection panels. So the thought is maybe there's the possibility of an honorable mention. We've never done that before. We've never had 50 applicants. Maybe that's a way to spread some of the love in the recommendation to the city. I am almost at my last slide. For the remaining interviewees, everybody else that came, you know, of the 25 that came, I don't think there's further action, right? It doesn't meet one of these strategic thoughts, or, and in some cases, they didn't get additional support, right? So I think that this, you know, if you limit the thought to adding or trading, or, you know, how to manipulate among those that are presented, and these are just to run through them, the other proposals. And so I just wanted to make sure that you saw all the work that had gone into these beautiful proposals. Everybody, you know, saw it as a bounty of riches, you know, and why it was both fun and a little nerve-wracking to be on the selection panel, because there was such beautiful work. So with that, I have made my presentation. And those of you who have been patient get to be rewarded. And those who have already had questions answered have to wait. So I look to the chair, but would you be willing to recognize Erica for her questions?
She has the list.
I have a question about the end go around. Is that for the licensing of the artwork or the actual production of the artwork? And how many every go-rounds does it get tagged on?
Okay. It is for a single bus. It is the licensing, the installation, everything. And I think it was 3,000, and I think it was two if you did 6,000 and a half, 7,000.
It was like the half bus or the whole bus issue?
Yeah.
Okay.
How many buses are there?
There are four lines, but I don't know how many different individual buses they're running.
And how long does the wrap stay on?
His materials actually indicated 7 years was possible. Okay. Our grant assumes you have to do at least 2 years.
Right.
I don't know that Emory Go Round would keep it longer than the 2 years, right? Like they might, but they might. I mean, this is an experiment where we have never partnered with Emory Go Round. We've had some poetry on the inside, you know, that's the closest we've got to collaboration, but it feels like it opens a door.
Design, fabrication, and installation.
Yeah, so the bus is supposed to look like that after the money is spent.
Okay.
And, you know, I think if successful, it's reasonable to potentially say, Emory Go Round, do we do a new one, or is there?
Also, were they up for this installation to happen during Arts and Culture Month?
I think that Mila didn't say, but I don't think there's a lot of lead time to this. So I think that that's like an ask that can be made. But
it wasn't opposed.
No.
Great. Question number two.
Yes.
So anybody else want to have questions on this? I don't want us to jump back inside.
I like it a lot. Me
too.
And I could see it happening every year for Arts and Culture. We install a new one.
I'd love to see Excel four of them. I think it would help the marathon every go round.
Oh yeah,
I think it's great to advertise
that. The Temescal Creek one with Thomas. Is he proposing just him as the artist, or is he planning to collaborate with Los Pobres Artistas for the murals?
He's the sole applicant, and I don't believe I saw any language, but I think he plans to.
I think he's going to use presentation.
Okay. So it can be like.
Yeah. It certainly can be.
So the collective.
When he did U.S. Springs, he had a group of painters.
He
said it in the meeting.
And with his residency, he did it too. I just think that's the way he operates.
Yeah.
It was one that we had supported him for our wall as well.
Uh-huh.
And he said that he would be using a crew, not just.
Number three.
Next question. For ECCL, are those the proposed designs, or are those open to getting input?
On ECC, you mean here? They're not recommended for investment.
Was the Aaron's recommended?
No.
The whimsical signs?
So the whimsical signs are an alternative.
Right? We can make a motion for them.
Yeah.
Are those single-sided or double-sided?
That came up in the interview. So Aaron, you missed that I said all artists, after they have these clarifying questions, will have 2 minutes to speak at public comment. And so I think the artist could speak to that.
And artist, would you be open to installing those during Arts and Culture Month?
Definitely open to installing them whenever is preferable. And as for the double-sided signs, some definitely have, where I imagine them, have more of like a face mm-hmm. out, so it wouldn't necessarily be a front and a back. And a lot of those are along the greenway. So I imagine them like facing inwards to the greenway rather than like a north and south or a east and west.
What are they made of?
Whoa. I'd like to
remember, that's my question.
I would like to ask questions to a staff that I can clarify, and I will indicate when I don't think it's appropriate for me to answer and that I would like the artist to do so at the time of public comment.
Okay.
Keep on.
For the birdhouse,
yeah.
How big is it?
I'm going to let the artist answer that when it's his time. Okay, that you done?
I'm done now.
Rick, did you have questions?
I just have one question also about the birdhouse, which is the issue on the greenway is the orientation of houses. And I don't quite know how this, I'd be interested to know whether this site is oriented towards the railroad tracks or towards people coming across the bridge, or how is this going to face? I see a bridge in the back.
It's below the bridge.
It's below.
So the current, I can certainly get to the questions, but all the birdhouses have to point, the holes for the houses point southeast.
Well, that's fine, but yeah. I don't see exactly how
the solution. I think we can let the artist answer.
Yeah, okay, that's
and thank you for noting that you would like
that. No, I know there's an orientation. I didn't know how it works in this.
Are there other questions that members have to clarify points that I made, or are you ready for artists to now make public?
Have a comment,
yeah.
A concern that we have, that we are giving, that's proposed, 3 awards to 3 artists who have already, who last year got awards as well,
mm-hmm.
and who are white men. Because that was both those things were a concern. The thing that's most concerning to me is, it's again,
one isn't getting, white. Thomas isn't white.
But Joey is, Nigel is, and
but Thomas is.
No, I'm saying 3.
Nigel hasn't had a past award through the visual art grant program.
I thought you said he had.
No, it's Thomas, Nigel, and Joey that have had past awards. And Teresa LaHaye has
it's
also.
Again, then I take away the white thing. It's just again that, especially after the amount of applications that we got. And again, I'm coming from this, from other committees I've been on, where grants are being given, is that we try not to give the same people awards too close together, just because it will deter others from.
It's not good. It sort of makes nepotism.
Well, they'll say, the same people get it. I'm not going to bother, that kind of thing. It's just a comment. It's not.
But if we do that, we have to make that. We have to change the bylaws of that grant.
I will also say that Juan Lopez received multiple community promotion grants, and then the shift to start visual art grant has gotten 2 of those in prior cycles. So previously, that was unnoted. This is to kind of guide this conversation about prior awards and possibilities of awards. So there are certainly artists that got prior awards and didn't get awards after they made those awards. So it's not, if I apply again, I'll get it. There is definitely a broader discussion. But this is by site, and this is by artist, including the demographic information they provided, gender, and then media, and then any prior awards they had. So you can see that, you know, Joey Rose gets 35,000, Juan Lopez 27, Packard 35, and so highlighted.
Those three you might not.
Well, and Tom Jones gets.
They have to look at that.
Gets to the most of all. If all three were to move forward, he would become the top funded artist. So those are highlighted there for that discussion. But it is.
But it's not him. It's Los Pobres Artistas.
Yeah, that's true. Well, he does have a broader spread.
It's not just necessarily him.
And they didn't know when they applied because we didn't put that rule there. We didn't say, if you've received this award before, do not apply.
Right.
Most public art places do say that. If you received a grant during the year of whatever year, 2026 or 2025, do not apply. You have to wait till a cycle of 5 years.
I think this is getting into the very discussion that you'll have.
Right? Yeah.
So if there aren't additional questions, I think it would be great to now open it to public comment, unless there are. But I'm hearing the discussion and not the questions.
All right, I would love to hear from the artists. We have questions for you. I loved all your work.
It's all beautiful.
So, it is really not a discussion in the public comment period. It is really an opportunity for the artists to speak. They only have 2 minutes. It's like an interview. It's not, but so please don't pepper them with questions.
but material questions.
I think they've heard the discussion. They know some of them are told what questions to have. If you could just let them have their time, let them speak. And I'm thinking, how about we go left to right?
Timer?
That would be great, Erica, if you're volunteering.
No problem.
I really appreciate that. And I am happy to have artists who speak have their work up while they speak.
You just tell me when to go.
You can get the.
Well, let me know when to start.
You are ready to start.
Okay. Hello, my name is Chris Granillo. If you've been in Emeryville long enough, you probably recognize you from Aaron Brothers or Michaels. Probably got your stuff framed. And long time, resident, was a resident of the Emeryville Marina, where I spent many years living on a boat and then working in my art studio at Comhow. I was suggesting for this proposal, the one on the left here is my mural here. And this is a community, I will pass this around, community painting. So this is involving the students painting with me the whole design and readjusting images. And we get a day where all the kids from different grades come out and work on the mural, kind of like fill in, paint by numbers. And then I'll come back and re-edit the design on the wall. This project also includes a big reveal with food, live screen printing, tote bags, where the kids get to do a screen print tote bag and take it home with the sketch of the mural, and it will say the school name and the award, or depending on what the school advises there. This is part of showing part of the Latino community here in Emeryville. Also, too, the big majority of the school is bilingual. So we would add the elements of all cultures in there. It's showing poppies and also the bridge in the background. And I have more of a flora and fauna designs. I don't know if anybody's seen the mural on Hollis and 65th. That's the Emory Tech one, size of that. And I've been applying for 15 years, right? And then I finally got one 2 years ago. So it's like 15 years of trying, and then I got one. So here in Emeryville. So I was excited to be part of this project, and also to applying for this proposal. Thank you. Does anybody have any questions?
I asked him not to ask you questions.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well.
Okay. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for all your work, considering artwork around your city. Very meaningful work. I'm here to talk about this space tonight. I'm really hopeful that you will consider my mural. I'll note that the colors in this are a bit more saturated than what I had originally proposed, but it's called Dear in a Cosmos, Looking for Time, and it includes a clock element in it based on the natural world, but it's meant to be kind of like a little portal into a magical world, if you will. I have long heartstrings for Emeryville. When I came from Detroit, Emeryville was where I stopped, had my first studio here. And one of the things we talked about in the last meeting was, would I include something that has to do with Emeryville? And I'm a lifelong birder and would love to include. So one of the changes I would be happy to make would be some of the birds that we repeatedly see here in Emeryville, from egrets to herons to dowitchers, and there's so many. So anyway, the other thing I was going to add was I did a mural similar in kind of spirit, if you will, at Facebook. And one of the things that I did for them was I adorned the surface with glitter and some metallic ink and some thread and things of that sort to just kind of activate the surface. And so I would be happy to do that if there was interest in that. And then the final thing I wanted to mention is, I know that's a small space. The mural is meant to be floor to ceiling in this corner here. And one of the ideas is maybe to halo it a bit so that it almost does feel like a portal. But at this point, if I'm awarded the project, I would want to work with staff. I would want to work with building maintenance and, you know, everyone involved who would be a part of taking care of the artwork. So just wanted to let you know that I'm open to that. And, you know, thank you. Thank you very much.
Aaron, did you wish to speak?
Yeah. Sorry for answering earlier. I didn't
know. I didn't know the rule. I got your lady.
Vicki, to answer your question about the materials, they are the signs. I've already had some fabricated. They've been up at... along with the mural that I painted up at Strawberry Village. It's kind of the outdoor semi-covered hallway space. They've been up for over a year. There haven't been any issues with the weather. But what I'm ordering them from, they are, says it's an aluminum core. It has a protective glossy coating over the top. So that also helps with any marking or graffiti that would hopefully not take place there. And they would be applied in the same way if you look at any of the light posts around the room with the same type of hard blocking and secure. I love this proposal because it's a way to incorporate a different type of public art along the Greenway. I feel like Emeryville's great. It has so many murals, but the places that I'm imagining don't really have buildings or walls available for that. And so it really allows art to exist in different places. Going back to Erica's question about the placement, again, I kind of imagine them like facing the greenway or the walkways, so you would see it as you're passing by. I'm not opposed to doing a double-sided, but I just started this proposal at like a pretty modest 20 signs. So if they weren't double-sided, it would really allow those 20 signs to like span the greenway as much as possible.
What color are they on the other side then?
They are a white, I believe. I have one in my studio. I wish I brought it right now.
And to clarify that, sorry, because we have it behind you, this 90s, that was for 10?
That's for 20.
That's for 20.
Yeah. Okay.
Please clarify that. Yes.
Yeah. Elliot.
Hi, everyone. I'm Elliot. I don't have a presentation necessarily. And I know you said don't ask questions, but I came to answer questions.
What are the black dots in your sculpture?
Oh yeah, so it's about this site initially was a asphalt paint company, and the entirety of like the piers in San Francisco were dependent on this company to make sure that everything could come in and come out. And so the spheres are going to be ceramic, matte black ceramic spheres, but they're of the asphalt. It's like bag of asphalt that's bubbling and. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Are you installing it?
Yeah, I installed it.
Do you have to get a structural engineer?
I
to get a permit from the city.
I assume that I would have to talk to the city at least, and
I'd have to get a structural engineer.
So that my day job, I do large scale public art. Mostly like as a consultant, and
so you already have your insurances.
Well, I don't have any money yet, so
all right, you already know how much your liability insurance costs.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah. How Ivy? It should be. I mean, we'll have to
like, do you need to
figure it out?
You need a crane to put it in place?
No, it shouldn't be that heavy. Okay.
We just did one with a crane, so
no, it shouldn't be. It should be, each piece shouldn't be more than 200 pounds.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And does it have lighting? Yeah, no proposals.
I would love that. I haven't talked to public market specifically about like power access and things like that, but I really hope so.
That space is pretty well lit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Different
color.
It's
very cool.
Yeah. And Elliot, you did propose maybe some unique proposal. Signage.
Yeah, to talk about the history and sort of. Thank you.
That was my question. There's no existing signage right there that speaks about what that space
is. There is no historic signage on the site about the prior use, and so that could be incorporated into the work.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for being here. I'll do the bench. Any questions? Redwood.
Right. Oh,
the inspiration of the bench is the building behind it. It's going to be installed by me.
I think the ladies will like it.
Yeah. What's the cover?
The old women. Us. Me.
Yeah, totally. And it's going to be a little more sculptural than it looks in the picture. I'm not part of the sits with curved and back. And
I wondered how wood. I thought we'd have to go metal, but they really would prefer wood.
Yeah, it's warmer.
Yeah.
You
know,
how much of the sidewalk is there after you place that on the sidewalk? And can a wheelchair fit through in front
There's
of
it? There's an existing bench there now.
Yeah, it's an existing bench.
But it's very
it's
old.
The steps come to kind of the footing.
So it'll take the exact footprint of the
pretty much. Okay. Yeah.
So red turns gray if it isn't protected, as we know. So what?
Yes. And that's the idea to kind of let it age. Because there's no protection that really works in the weather. Yeah. So it's best to. It's better to get the quality of the material so it can age well. Mm-hmm.
So is this going to be one solid piece? You mentioned carving, or is it like layered?
No. It's actually a bench put together, tenon joints, but there's going to be details on the carving and the sitting, which are 3 inches thick, the actual sitting planks, that I'm going to be carving them curve.
That's what I mean by carving. What grain of redwood are you going to use?
A grain. It's not all growth, but it's, no knots. Pretty great. Yeah, and that's being reclaimed. And there's a place that I work with in Richmond, and there's one in Petaluma. So I'm going to see which one of the two, if I get the project, it's the best.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Anything I can say about my wife is.
Your time is up.
Okay.
Sorry.
Thank you.
If you haven't seen Roberto's work, check it out in the entryway. It's awesome. Thank you all for hearing
I don't have enough time to represent this, but I want to answer some questions. It is in the neighborhood of 3 feet tall, but I build a mock-up of cardboard, put it out there to see what is appropriate for the space. It faces the creek. So it's for the black phoebe. The phoebe uses the creek, the waterway, to collect mud and hunt small insects. And so the placement is really the orientation. The southeast was for the chickadees. This is really just an orientation for the for that. And then to address a couple other questions. One, I would urge you to not cancel a grant based on receiving a grant previous years, to consider the amount of work that has gone into this already. So I have a relationship.
Well, no, we would never do that.
Oh, okay. I heard you talking about
that. No, we think it's, we should.
It makes sense. It makes sense in the future.
In the future, we can't do that.
So, okay, thanks. And the other thing that I wanted to mention is there were questions about the budget. And so I will say with full transparency that I intentionally lowballed my first three sculptures to get my foot in the door. It's very challenging to get public funding in sculpture specifically is very hard. And so I came in lower. In addition, this is a more expensive sculpture. There's bronze and concrete elements that are not in the other sculpture. Oh, that's concrete? Yeah, so this is a carbon neutral concrete. And so there are processes in this and this that involve sculpting, mold making, casting that are not in the other sculptures. And I'm also taking on the foundation, the post, the fabrication of the post, renting of the equipment, pouring the foundation, hiring labor. There's a bunch of additional expenses and material prices have gone up as well. So that explains the discrepancy.
Thank you.
So
you don't need to speak.
And I'm here if you have other questions.
We are taking 2 minute public comment. It is not a conversation, just 2 minutes, and I'll bring up your work.
I'm so sorry for being tardy today. I was painting a mural in San Francisco and got stuck over there. But I'm Joey Rose. I'm sure you're a little bit familiar with me, hopefully, because I was the first publicly commissioned muralist in Emeryville. I painted that big insect mural on the Greenway. And then in 2022, we did the Seawolves Mural Festival, where we invited 15 muralists from all over the world and all over the Bay Area to come and paint. So I'm proposing to paint a mural at the public market, which I think is a really underutilized space with that breezeway area there, all the bike racks that no one used. So I'm hoping with my mural to kind of support the city's mission of improving Emeryville's bike lanes to protected bike lanes and encouraging folks to bike more. He's also carrying a little fishing pole there and has a fishing vest, because I kind of wanted to tell the story of how folks in Emeryville relate to the environment here. All of my work kind of revolves around local environments and how we as humans interact with them. So he also has a little bird friend on the bicycle seat there as well. That's a blue heron, which is native to the area, to kind of ground it here in Emeryville a little more.
Joey, I feel like you'll be able to see this from Shell Mound down that narrow
alley. Oh, you might be able to, yeah, because there's that little
wind tunnel.
Yeah, the wind tunnel. Yeah. Yeah, and this is also where they do, I think they do like summer concerts here in this mm-hmm. corner. So yeah. It'll be really cool with folks as like a backdrop, folks sitting around and watching the concerts.
So that's a little right over by a Guitar Center?
Yeah.
It's inside, right by Orange Theory, and the entrance.
So North?
Yeah, the North Breezeway. So yeah, Orange Theory and Bruce's Barbershop is in there. So hopefully we'll get people to kind of use that space more, because it's a cool space.
Thank you. I don't see anyone else who hasn't spoken, except for, you want to come speak?
Yeah.
Okay. Speak.
I'm not an artist. My name is Jackie History. I'm just a member of the committee of the public.
Yeah, and I just wanted to encourage the committee to reconsider funding the mural at ECCL, in particular, lending my support toward Chris Granillo's proposal. And the reason that I'm saying that is because I have experience working within a school environment building murals. I was on the Edward Said Mural Committee at San Francisco State University, and it is such a unifying experience for the students. It's a really important source of pride for students, both from like that time to future generations. So even though these murals are not proposed to be so publicly visible, it will be really important for any students, parents, faculty, staff to continue to see this and to say this is a way that we can be represented, that our experiences can be represented. And the other thing is that I noticed that this is the only proposal where there is a community involvement element to it. And I think that that's also really important. And so even though, you know, ECCL's location might not be toward the outward public, it's still internal and it's still going to be really important for local residents to say this is our space, and that it is a piece where they were able to contribute to that. Because for me, as a student at San Francisco State University, I still have a lot of great pride in the project that we propose, and we're still able to say, oh, this is something that we created. So it's really, really galvanizing for students, and it's really galvanizing for a school population. So I really just want to kind of encourage the committee to reconsider this as part of a recommendation.
Thank you.
Chair and committee, at this time, I think the action before you is a recommendation from the selection panel for 9 grants totaling $124,000, which is about $2,000 more than you had recommended for the program, but they were really knit as close as they could. And you've heard public comment, and you've seen from my proposal some possibilities of perhaps adding some works or trading some works or adding honorable mentions. Of course, you can talk about other questions, but I think, you know, to be focused in ways that would be considered fair or move forward. I think this review wasn't necessarily to have you make any changes, though you may want to for this cycle, but to see the issues that were raised by the final review of, maybe we want to ask about gender in the next application that wasn't asked about. Some things going forward that you want to make a recommendation to, in addition to the selection panels, recommendation and modification you wish to make, but any modification you might like to make to the guidelines moving forward.
Are we only like $3,000 above our budget?
Correct.
Okay.
$3,000 over.
Over. It's only okay. $3,000.
So is there room for an alternate if we want to discuss that more?
As in prior actions, I have told you there are available funds, right? You have 40th Street Public Art that is $500,000, and that's a big draw on your overall funds, but you still have money left. You have a structural deficit that we fixed previously, and then now it's reappeared. Well, because there was general fund dollars from the prior redevelopment agency that came in at $150,000 a year, and you had that in programming, and so you weren't dipping into your reserves. Now you're dipping into your reserves. Whether that general fund money will ever return is probably an open question at this point.
Okay, how much is our general fund then?
We have no general fund support.
I mean, how much money do we have in the bank?
We've had $2.4 million in the bank, and I've run those numbers for you a number of times, and I don't have that available for your review at this time. I can say with complete confidence that there are available funds that if you wish not to fund, there were $600,000 in ask, and some of those were for the same sites, but if you wanted to add a couple of proposals or a bigger proposal, you know, you have the funds to recommend $150,000. There's no constraint other than the other things you wish to do, right? If you want to do a collaboration with the Ohlone, how much money do you want to have available for that? But this is not the make or break decision, right? This is a choice that can be made in as reasonable as what the presentation presents to you, the possibility of having another form. There is nothing the council has said you are restricted to using certain funds. So this is your recommendation to make.
So they wouldn't care if we, I'm sure they wouldn't care if we wanted $37,500.
It's our money to recommend.
It is your purview to make recommendations on the fund's use for any of the competing uses there are. And there are varied and many. I will say the celebration of the arts 40th anniversary does make it more likely that there'll be additional funds asked for that, but that's in the order of like $30,000. Again, not a make or break.
So you would add it to the 45 more?
Yes.
Okay. I think that
would be. Do we need to approve the selection committee's pieces before we discuss alternates?
Do not. A motion is being asked of you as a body to make recommendation to the city council of the grants you wish to award, the total budget that it is, and any alternatives to the program in its future cycles. That is
each going through our recommendations.
Yeah, that sounds good.
You guys want to go through the process of revoting all this? Go for it.
Okay.
So is the process just discussing? Are we going to vote on each one?
I have proposed discussion. Erica had a counter proposal, which you as a body get to decide how you want to proceed, of going one by one about some recommendations, which certainly can be efficient, right, as a way to do it.
Yeah.
Start a conversation.
So I hear, is there
you're going to open it up to discussion about the selected pieces or the entirety?
What would you like to have happen?
I'd like to recommend my lesson.
I think I am saying to this body that the baseline proposition is recommending the selection panel's recommendation. These were volunteers who went through a very methodic process. Okay. And you as a body can make modifications to that, but you should be thoughtful about why that is, what the motivation and intent and goal is if you are going to do that. You as a body have said to me as staff that you are concerned in prior discussions that you would not listen to volunteers who devoted their long evening and say, no, that's not how we want to do it. So I think, you know, so what I'm saying to you as a body is that I don't think that at any point, and Mike can correct me, the selection committee ever said, hey, we don't have a great gender balance here. What would we do if we thought about that? Would we make any modification? Would we pitch for another $10,000? Would we swap? And so that's why I'm putting that out there. I think racial diversity, geographic diversity, and media were all thought about, and this was just not in the conversation. So I think it's worth thinking about, and then, you know, either saying we're fine with where the panel is. I think Erica would like and should be recognized to be able to speak for what she would like to propose. And I think it's reasonable, Mike, if you want to talk about the selection process and pitch for that, you know.
It's like, yes, we didn't really talk about gender at all, to be quite frank. It was entirely based on the quality of the proposals, first and foremost. Like just
and visibility.
And I think you picked that judgment, right?
Yeah, and just kind of like the impact on the
So what more do you want, Eric?
I know what my 8 are.
Oh, you have 8 artists? I have 11.
From the entire
From here. So what was presented? I have my 8.
Oh, okay. That's some of the honorable changes mentions.
The changes are, I use the Greenway a lot, and I would like the whimsical signs. I also like the ECCL. Those are my 2 changes.
Okay.
So we need to take out.
But we can add. You want to take things out?
I can give you my eight, which are Heather, Packard, both at the public market. I like the mural and I like the sculpture. Emery Go Around, the whimsical signs, and ECCO.
I want all nine and I want three more.
So Vicky, what are the three you would have?
So this is like
who's gonna have a different version? How do we put it together?
Erica had proposed going one by one, and so Erica has gone, Mike has gone.
Yeah,
Vicky has asked to be the third. Are we okay with that? And continue this process.
Yeah, say what you would like.
Okay, so my take is I was on the selection committee, of course. And so we were orienting around hitting that number. And so everything you're seeing up here, especially in the honorable mention list, we absolutely wanted.
Yeah.
Right. Everything that you saw up in here, we want fund.
Right. Okay.
Nothing in here that you're seeing is not a project that we're like, I wouldn't even want to fund that. So open to the conversation if we want to add more money, if that is the conversation.
If we can negotiate for more money, yes. Yeah.
But we were orienting around specifically hitting that 120.
Well, you did great.
Yeah.
And you got a lot of art for that money.
I think so, right? Yeah, and we try not to cut up people's budgets. We try to keep them
set up their budgets.
The artist says it's going to cost this much. That's what we funded.
Yeah,
good. Yeah. Vicky, what were the three you wanted to add?
Oh, the
Gary, Aaron, Chris.
The two women, the work for the feminist. I just put that anyway. But and the mural for the kids, the community.
Yes. So the mural here, the signs,
and the school.
And David, did you?
Wait, I have a question, but Lizzie was an alternative.
But she didn't recommend Lizzie.
Oh, okay.
I agree with Vicky Joe. The props to the selection committee, great work. But I like these three pieces, and if it's possible, I would like to add them in too. I think. Yeah, VCCL could really use the project. I'm very passionate about that one. And thank you for advocating for the artist. But yeah, I agree with you, Joe. If it's possible, I'd love to add those three.
Okay, Ron, would you, I'm going to now go this way. Want to speak? Want to say anything?
So, no, not right now. I kind of got in late, so I need to soak it up just a bit.
Okay, Rick, would you like
to? I'd be comfortable with adding the same three, too.
Judy, do you have comment?
Yeah, I do like the ECCL, the kids, Chris's proposal to have the kids, and Aaron's.
I have one question. Sorry, was there anyone that was opposed to installing during Arts and Culture Month?
Opposed?
Yeah. Was there anyone who was to be ready? That's who I wonder.
Potentially. Because of the road construction, there's potentially.
So that was going to put him in 2027.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Joey spoke to this year's. Heather spoke to this year's. Packard was silent. Elliot suggested 27. I suggested there might be a conversation there. Thomas was silent. Nigel said 27 because of that paving. Mila was silent. Thomas proposed was silent. Roberto was prepared for 26. And Chris said 26. And Gary said 27. Those are discussing. Aaron said 26. So far, one person has suggested adding two. And two people have suggested three.
I would also just say, too, that the other thing that is kind of bothering me is not spreading the work out among when there are two sites, for instance. Mm-hmm. Or
yeah, at the public market where there's two sites.
Public market, when there are two. Like even this, I'm just using Chris's piece, not both of them.
Sure. The public market, they are not visible between each other, and they're kind of almost a, you know, an intersection kind of between
two very different it's resources going to
absolutely. The question was put before you and for your opinion. I think you're the only one that hasn't spoken, chair, which maybe is appropriate way to do it, and the vice chair who maybe it's vice chair and then the chair. Not wielding too much exertion and power.
Come on, Ron. Honestly, I don't have a big fund at all. Okay, so let me ask a question. So I kind of missed the proposal. So what was here that of all the art we saw, that here lines up with the our budget?
Your budget and the selection panel's recommendation is for a mural at ECAP.
Right.
Three installations in Temescal Park.
Okay.
Two installations at Public Market.
All right.
The Emory Go-Round.
Right.
The bench at Senior Center. Uh-huh. And a mural on five blocks of the Greenway and a birdhouse.
Okay.
And a mural on Stanford.
All
right. And so those nine proposals were the selection panel's recommendation to hit that dollar amount that was set as the budget.
Okay.
Which had been set by taking 17,500 and multiplying by six.
Right.
It got spread because there were some smaller grants, and the panel was excited about the way that could be spent. That was a decision of this body. Okay. So this body can say for another. And so far, we've had from between two and three.
So the additional three are, were they honorable mentions that people want to, like, say, move my outer normals?
Correct.
And, those three are, the additional three are?
The additional three that are bent is this mural here in this room, these signs along the Greenway.
Right.
And a community mural, as on the left, by Chris Granulo, behind you, involving the kids and proposing tote bags. And
okay, so adding the three puts us over budget by how much?
The additional funds to be expended would be about $50,000.
Okay. Really? How much?
$37,100 for those three.
What was it?
$37,100 for the street. And then the total for the nine was $124,300.
Yep.
So $161,400 altogether.
There you go.
What was the original budget amount?
$122,000. Yeah. Our original budget was $123,000. Yeah. And then we are great place that has so many artists and makes so much public art.
Are there concerns that you have?
Nothing other than what do we have going? Do we not